Hello again. Here we are. Welcome along. Hope we're all doing well. This is, of course, The Rest Is Just Music with me, Gav Will. Welcome along again. A little corner of the internet where we share electronic music, old and new and eclectic, and what we find on the shelves. Also, Series 2 has seen some DJs get involved with some exclusive mixes, and this went down really well, so thanks for the feedback so far. So yeah, this episode is all about Day Moves. It's a new day club event that I'm starting in Dundee. So if you're not around Dundee, I'm sorry, get yourself along. If you're local, 29th of June at Nola Nightclub, 3 till 7 in the afternoon. So yeah, looking forward to that. Be interesting to see where we can take it after the first launch party. So yeah, tickets are moving now. You get a ticket from Nola Instagram account, there's a link on there. There's a Day Moves Instagram account. You also find it on Facebook. You also find, if you can find a poster, it has a little QR code on it which gives you access to tickets. So any of those, or you could reach out to me and I can sort you out, I'm sure, one way or another. So yeah, so this episode really is all about Day Moves. Got to play some records as I usually do, and then I've got Mike Robertson, who I'm going to share a launch party with. Mike, who DJs around Dundee. I really like Mike's sound. You know, it's, he always seems to find records that nobody else can. Really original. Real looking forward to that. It's going to be a good party. So, yeah, get yourself along. Anyway, back to this episode. I'll play the first 45 minutes as I usually do, and then Mike takes over for the second half of the show. So, thanks for tuning in. And here we go.
We'll be right back.
about it from me then. Thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you at Game Moves, 29th of June at NOLA. I'll hand you over now to Mike Robertson to take the controls. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
our very first dance. Thank you.
have another drink and let's talk about the blues. Blues is about dignity, it's about self-respect. And no matter what they take away from you, that's yours for keeps. I remember how it was, how every medium, TV and papers and radio and all those people were saying, you're on the scrap heap, you're useless. I remember how easy it was to start believing that. I remember how you'd hear people take it for granted that it was true, just because someone with an ounce of power said so. And that's a problem now. Too many oddballs, too many pocketbook psychologists and would-be philosophers with an axe to grind. But the solution, it's not easy, but it's a matter of coming to terms in your heart with the situation you're in. A matter of choosing how things go for you and not having things forced upon you. Plenty of forces against you, forcing you against your will, your ideals. You've got to hope for the best, that's the best you can hope for. You've got to hope against hope. I remember something Sal Paradise said. He said, the city intellectuals of the world are divorced from the folk body blood of the land and are just ruthless fools. So listen, when the smile and the condescending pat on the back comes and says, we're sorry, but you're nothing, you've got nothing for us, and we've got nothing for you. You say no, say it loud. No! Remember, people who talk about revolution and class struggle without referring explicitly to everyday life, without understanding what is so pervasive about life.